Okay, guys, we'll take questions for Cal in the room first, and then we'll jump to Zoom. So, Mitchell, I guess, you want to kick us off?
Just, you know, your thoughts on Vancouver FC's first match in this competition. Obviously, one that was close late. You guys had some chances, but what can you build on close second ever match?
Yeah, it's first of all a disappointment. Obviously, it's early days for us, and we're still trying to figure a lot of things out and come together as a team and learn how to win. But I think that this game was definitely there for the taking, especially, you know, it being a cup game. You know that it's just 90 minutes, and you have to find a way to win. And ultimately, today we couldn't do it. I'm very happy with the amount of chances we were creating. I thought we were really dangerous on dead balls, getting balls into the box. We had some good shots from distance. So there's definite positives there. And I think, you know, when you combine that with how well we played defensively at Pacific on the weekend, it bodes well. But obviously, you have to put it all together. And tonight, we couldn't do that. And so I think everybody in the locker room is going to take a long, hard look at themselves and wonder what they could have done better.
Especially for a team as new as you guys, you know, is it a little bit more of an advantage that you get to play York again on the weekend and really, you know, get that that opportunity to, I guess, double down on some of the things you tried to do today?
Yeah, it's a direct learning experience that you can put into play immediately. So for a young team like ours, I think it's crucial that we, you know, have these experiences and ultimately learn from them and learn from them as quick as possible. And like you said, a quick turnaround on Saturday, playing them here again at 1 o'clock. And so, you know, we're going to look to right the wrongs and hopefully get one back.
Callum, what was your view of the contact that led to the penalty?
Honestly, when it goes that quick, it just looks like two guys coming together. It didn't look like much to me, but obviously the ref thought it was a penalty, so you have to just respect the call. And you know, we went down 1-0 early, but we started the game really well, so I think we should have been a bit stronger mentally after that kind of setback early on.
Any good questions in the room for Cal Thomas?
You've got to get a rude look at two of the top offensive players in the league, and Mobile Bully and Di Rosario. How do you think you fare against them?
Yeah, those are tough guys to play against. They're always dangerous. Mo's got a ton of technical quality and ability, and he can really pick out passes, deliver good set pieces, and is dangerous in kind of every phase of play. And then Osaze is just he's in the box, and he wants to score, and that's always difficult. Again, I thought, you know, I didn't really have to do much today in terms of shot stopping, so I think defensively we limited their chances. But, yeah, it wasn't enough. But obviously those are two guys I respect, and we'll have to be wary of them again on Saturday.
What did you say, and as the captain, what did you say to the team in the locker room after the game?
I haven't been to the locker room yet. Yeah, so I'm thinking of it right now.
I'm guessing you spend most of your time with a goalkeeping coach, but what's it like having a coach with the experience that Afshin has? What is it like at this early stage working with him?
It's great. He's been in pretty much every scenario you can imagine in football at the highest levels. And so I think his calmness and his reasoning is definitely helpful in difficult moments, keeping us grounded and kind of, you know, trying to weather the storms that we're going to have early on as a new team. So, yeah, it's basically just keep your ears open at all times and try and pick up as much info as you can off a guy like that. So I think we're all very fortunate to work with him.
And how are things back in Vancouver? I know that you're working on your stadium, but is everything else coming together? Because you've had to start everything from scratch.
Yeah, no, it's been pretty miraculous, the progress that we've made from when I showed up to the open trials in the beginning of January to where we are now. You know, as far as CPL facilities go, what we're working with and what we're going to be working with are high level. You know, they've set us up quite well out in Langley, and it's only going to get better every day. And you know, once the stadium's finished and we're playing at home, I think it's going to feel really good. So yeah, it's been a good experience so far.
You mentioned the strong defense you played on the weekend and in this match as well. How important was that for the coach to implement that into the system? As you mentioned, mentioned it in the past that he's had a lot of strong defenses. Is that something that he's reached so far?
Yeah, definitely. I think when you start a new team, I think, you know, you always think, let's get the defensive side sorted first, and we can kind of build from the back and build from there. Because if you're limiting chances and you're keeping yourself in games, you can always, you know, start to figure out the attack. And so I think that's been a goal of preseason. We obviously have some very talented attacking players, and I think you saw tonight that we were able to create chances. Now it's just about, you know, finishing them, putting them in the back of the net, and building upon, you know, the so far two, I think, pretty stellar defensive displays that that we've had.
So, of course, you had a wonderful contingent of fans out in Victoria. We even had some here tonight. Mm-hmm. Could you speak to the, I guess, the mentality that you think the team is going to be taking back to Langley when you're able to get started in that ground?
Yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, defend our home. We're preaching that defensive mentality in terms of the beginning of the season, and kind of, you know, everybody has to work for the team. And so I think, you know, once we return to Langley and we're playing our games at Willoughby Park, I think you have to fight, and you have to defend well, and you have to, you know, try and keep as many clean sheets as possible and win as many games as possible at home. That's so important, you know. You got to be able to play well at home in this league if you want to be successful, because it's so tough to travel and win on the road. So you have to take care of business at home. So, you know, we'll be trying to pick up as many points as we can in these next two games against York and Halifax before we head home.
Any more questions?
Ridwan, if you're there, Ridwan, over to you.
Yes, Evan, I want to find out from you your role in the club now. I know you've been asked this question over and over again, but it looks like anytime Vancouver FC are in action, you are the talisman. What sort of role are you playing now, you know, in the setup? Are you the sort of godfather sort of figure in the team?
I'm wearing the captain's armband, so there's that. I guess captain would be a good word to describe it, but really I'm just, you know, I'm a local guy. I'm from the area. I have some experience. I'm the oldest guy as well, and so, you know, I try to take on the role of just kind of helping out wherever I can, whether that's on the field or off the field, communicating, you know, answering guys' questions and trying to, you know, set a standard of daily habits and training, preparing for training, recovering from training. So, yeah, kind of all those, and I'm just trying to be as good ambassador as I can be for the club.
Yeah, you're without a win, but 1-0 slim defeat against Pacific, another slim defeat against York. Are these the sort of games and results that a new club or a new expansion club need to build on their confidence ahead of their busy schedule lined up this season?
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, you would have liked to turn those results into, you know, a point on Saturday at least, and a win tonight. So we're disappointed. I think, you know, we can take the fact that we're obviously new, and there was good bits of each game, and be positive and try and learn from it. But I think also, you know, everybody in the room is competitive. And so, you know, we're disappointed in those results. But again, like you said, busy schedule coming up. We can't dwell on it too much. We just have to learn what we can and try and add it into our next game.
And finally, from my end, if this game was a curtain raiser, what are we to expect on Saturday?
I think hopefully a better start from us. Hopefully we're not conceding a penalty within the first 5 minutes. That would be great, and then we can kind of build off of that and hopefully put in a better shift in the first half and kind of, you know, create some more chances and limit theirs.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Nothing else in the room, guys? Robin?
Just, I know it. You know, that it's a what of being, but mm-hmm. What kind of a boost would it have been that if you'd have won tonight that you would have hosted against Vancouver, mm-hmm. You know, your hometown sort of thing, whereas we were on the road to Vancouver,
yeah,
and, you know, one round later, and we're chewing guys up by injuries, mm-hmm. but played them well, but, you know, your hometown, Vancouver, Derby, because otherwise it's sort of almost impossible for you to play them except for preseason.
Yeah, no, I think it was a massive opportunity for us, and that's why I think it probably hurts a lot tonight that we didn't get the win. It would have been big for football in BC if we were able to have that game in a competitive way, like you said. There's always preseason, but it's just not the same. You know, you want to play in the games that matter in these big derbies, and so, you know, I think that Saturday game against Pacific was great for football in the area, and I think, you know, we looked at tonight as a big opportunity to get a chance against an MLS squad in our own province, and unfortunately, we didn't take that chance, and I think we all have to look at ourselves and figure out why.
Just one last one from you, Kieran. The goalkeeping union was well represented with you and Nico being captain. What does that kind of mean to you as part of just being a goalkeeper and having goalkeeper there to represent your club?
Yeah, it's cool. You know, there is a lot of respect between keepers because it's such a unique job. You really are kind of off on your own on a daily training, and you go through, I think, a different life than the players on the field. You know, the pressure is different, the role you play is much different, and only one guy can play as well. So when it comes to a goalkeeping group within a team even, it's important that you guys are close because, you know, it's a difficult position to break into. So obviously I have a lot of respect for Nico. He's a great goalkeeper, and obviously they value him as a leader on the team. And so, you know, it's great to see other goalkeepers having success in this league and being welcomed as leaders within their groups. I think, you know, it bodes well for us. Good. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it, everybody. Let me take my chimpanzee and go.
Yes, coming in now.
Hello.
Okay, guys, we'll take questions in.
Passion, another, you know, 1-0 defeat. This time you guys get scored on early, I guess, versus late, but one where you fought till the very end. Your thoughts on the match?
First of all, it's my first experience in the Canadian Championship, and we're very excited to be part of it and wanted to obviously do well in advance. We're very disappointed. We felt that we deserve more from this game. It's sad that a decision like that determines which team moves on and which team stays home. I felt that obviously the penalty decision affected psychologically the group, and it took us a while to psychologically overcome it. So we lost organization. We reacted maybe not as well as I wanted to. But as the game wore on, we had some wonderful attacks and some great chances. And obviously in the second half, we were able to have time and halftime to speak about the things we had to improve. And some of the changes we made, I felt, affected the team positively. We played a very good second half, and we created, I think, enough chances to score half a dozen goals. And that's the part that's missing in our game. And we're hoping that as we spend more time together as a team and we play more matches, we'll try to improve. But at the end of the day, my theory is that if you don't score goals, you're not going to win games, and individual mistakes from players and officials can affect the outcome. So we have to score goals to be able to change the course of the season and win games.
The player who gave up the penalty, Ibrahim Bakari, I thought that was tough on him because, you know, he had a fantastic game. I thought otherwise. Your thoughts on him and, you know, a young player who continues to show well for your team?
Well, I think he's normally a central defender. So we've converted him at this moment to a right back because we want to be strong in two positions. We feel by pushing Caden Chung into midfield, we bring more balance. We allow Caden to bring more influence into matches because he's such a clever technical player. And we feel Bakari out of the right back position gives us the physical presence, but also the wave of attacks that we saw in the second half. And what's incredible about the energy he brought in the second half, he's fasting. I mean, he hasn't eaten all day. And the fact that you bring that kind of energy and you're fasting is remarkable. So I'm really happy with him. I've seen him from day one that he has all the qualities to be a top international player at 20 years old with such physical presence, speed, power. He's technical, and on top of it, he has a very big personality. So I'm very excited to have him in our team. I'm not sure how long we can keep him here.
Any other questions in the room, guys? Neil?
Afshin, you've coached all over the world, so you've seen a lot, but when you put your head on the pillow tonight, will you be thinking about that penalty call?
I think I'll be thinking about it for a long time, to be honest, because I felt it was so... I was close to the play, and I saw nothing for it to justify the call. But again, I always respect officials. I've had officials from all over the world sometimes make good calls, bad calls. That's part of the game, and you just, as a coach, you move on. I'm disappointed that our team at this moment is not good enough to respond by scoring several goals and win the game because we deserve to win the game. It's a difficult job. I remember when I was going to UCLA and I was playing football for UCLA's men's soccer team. I refereed intramurals, and it was the worst job I ever had in my life. So I just think it's a thankless job, and it's a very difficult task because things are happening so fast, and you have to make a decision. And I think he got it wrong in that one, but okay, we move on.
Daniel, sure. So speaking of moving on, you'll be back here or staying here. And back here Saturday, did you see anything tonight that really sticks out as something you want your team to focus on when they have your match?
I think composure. I think we have to be more composed. I thought we, and it's difficult. It's we talk about it with our players a lot. When you're down a goal, and especially when you take a goal like that so early, it actually really changes your whole tactical plan. It changes your whole psychological makeup as a group. So we need just to be calmer. We need to be stay more organized, concentrated, and in 1 second you can get a goal back if you need to. So I feel that most important is maturity and growth on a psychological level for our team. I think tactically we are doing very well for a team that's only been around 6 weeks. I think we have a lot of quality in our group. We have players with different abilities, and in most positions we have a lot of speed and athleticism. So we're going to have a great team. I think this team is too bad that's exiting this tournament, but I think we would have been the team that could maybe win the championship if we would have had a little bit more time.
Today was the first start for your Real Star signing, Gail Sandoval. What do you think of him?
Sandoval is a very skillful player, and he's very intelligent and very competitive. And I think he had some great moments, especially on the ball. He put other players in a really good position of scoring. I think he's had some injury problems that we're trying to solve. And I think once he's a little bit more physically fit and he adapts to the Canadian football, we have to remember it's almost 10 to 15 degrees colder, and playing on artificial turf is a big difference than playing on natural grass. And I think he's rarely played on artificial turf or trained on it on a regular basis. So I think he'll grow into the league and he'll influence more of the matches in the future.
Nick, you mentioned the second half being really strong for your side. Was there anything that was said at halftime between you and the coaches to the players to get them to come out and play a little bit stronger in the second half?
Well, I personally have a great relationship and close relationship with all the players because we treat them like our sons and our family. So the conversations was honest. Some words I can't use, but most importantly, we talked a lot about that we needed to do 1, 2, and 3 to get the results. And basically, it was more our strikers were too far apart in the first half tactically. So it was very difficult to close the passing lanes coming into the midfield. We improved on that. The second thing we talked about is the moment we win the ball to play simpler, to play quicker, and to come into danger areas more efficiently. And obviously, the third is finishing our chances. And to finish those chances, it's something in football you can't force. If you could force it, then football will not be as interesting as it is now. So many games go and so many teams go without scoring goals in football. So it's something we have to solve quickly if we want to win.
You also made a couple key changes in the second half, bringing guys like Gabby Bitar on. How important is it for those attacking players to be able to move into the midfield, into the attacking roles?
The system we play is basically built on getting five players in the final third and having width, depth, and having the right organization behind the ball so we can control the ball and stop counterattacks. And I think we especially against Pacific, we did a good job of that. But what's going wrong in our team at this moment, and it's not good enough, is that when we get in the final third, the decisions are rushed, the passes miss the precision that are necessary, and the final touches, as we saw, were horrible. And we work on it so much, which surprises me. We have to change the nets every week in training because we try to score so many goals. But in the games, unfortunately, we're not scoring. So.
Any other questions to Coach Robin?
While you've coached around the world, I know it's very popular in message boards in Canada to say, for this CPL, like how comparable is it to whatever a league that you've coached in, like the caliber of it?
Well, I think one of the things that I've been lucky to do is I've always gone to countries at the time that the game was just about to explode in popularity. So I came to America in 1977, NSL was dying, and there was a period before MLS started. I saw the growth and the popularity of the game. Then I went to countries like Korea, where before the World Cup in 2002, and very few people really knew the game And I think what I notice in Canadian football and CPL, there's a lot of talent. And I think the diversity and the children of immigrants combined with the generations that have been here for a long time creates such an interesting mixture of culture, football, mentality. And I think that's going to be the strength of Canadian football. And I hope that the diversity also allows the popularity to grow because a lot of the people that have come from different parts of the world love this game.
Yes.
on a different level. It's football is more like a religion in a lot of countries. It's a way of life. So I feel that I'm in the right place and I'm really enjoying being here. And I'm sure Canadian football in the next few years, because World Cup comes here, will be so much further than years before. And I'm certain that already it's the best, maybe in CONCACAF, but it can be one of the top teams in the world. And this league can be a very competitive and very good league because of the diversity of the players and the quality of the players.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for Coach? Coach, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks so much, guys. Sorry, we'll see you when we win next time.
Yeah,